Now, they'll say this, well, it's a place to deepen your understanding of the Word of God. If you really want to learn the Bible, you know, you got to go to Bible college. Well, what are they learning in church? What is the pastor pray? Oh, that's right. It's only grace, 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 and more grace, right? And then the deep doctrine is often taught in these Bible colleges, so-called. Now, what's the problem with teaching it on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Thursday night? Okay? The Bible says in Psalms 119:99, you don't have to turn to, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Amen. You see, God is not a respecter of people. He doesn't respect just the students who are in Bible college to teach them deep doctrine. And in fact, most of these students who go to these Bible colleges don't know any doctrine. They don't know nothing. In fact, the teachers who teach in these institutions don't know anything. I remember being a student in the Bible college, and there's a teacher who got up, and he said this, someone tell me the difference between Romans chapter 4 and James chapter 2. One of them says that God, that Abraham believed God and was accounted unto him for righteousness. The other one says that, you know, he was justified by works. Is it a contradiction? Who knows the answer? I raised my hand. I gave him the answer. It says one of them is justified before God. The other one's justified before man. Right? And the Bible college teacher literally did this. He looked at me and he went, yeah, you're right. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm paying for this. Wow. To tell this guy, I'm teaching him.